Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was talking about the list of sins in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Let's continue with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Next is nor adulterer. Now, whenever a man or a woman commit adultery, now they may not be those that are going out paying for a harlot, selling their body, a harlot, a lady selling her body, nor a man paying for a harlot. It's adultery. It's worse than a harlot if you read Ezekiel chapter 16. And what they're doing are making sluts of themselves. That is, people who do this outside their marital partner. And so, the Bible tells us that these are even worse than the harlot. At least they're doing it for money. These people are just completely consumed in their lust for another person or people. Now, I've known those that we use the term womanizer today that can make a couple women at the same time think that they just love them, but they're going to keep their marriage because they're being noble and doing it for the children's sake. And they'll say the things such as, well, you know, my children would never accept you, and there'd always be trouble, so we need to do the right thing. Well, they're right. You need to do the right thing. That relationship should not even be there. The right thing is saying, no, let's not leave our spouses to get married. No, the right thing is not to even be together because you have a spouse. But womanizers are able to do that. And gullible, silly women, as the Bible tells us in Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, the silly women, 2 Timothy 3, led about with divers lusts. They get caught into these things and they're so easily taken by a womanizer. Well, all that's under adultery. Nor effeminate, homosexual men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind can be women, or men can be the harlot, can be the most perverted of sexual acts. But all of that is included under abusers of themselves with mankind, lesbianism, what have you. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard. And the thing I want you to notice about all those sins, most of them are habitual sins. They are sins that people commit over and over and over again. Nor revelers. Now, this is a social drinking crowd. They're the ones that party a lot, and they drink, maybe not to get drunk, just to drink, and that. Then they may drink to get drunk, but the revelers is the partying, drinking crowd. Nor extortioners, those that really cheat people out of money. Now, there's been a lot of those that go under the guise of being preachers and teachers and religious people, and they have extorted money by making people think, well, if you do this, send us this much money, and we're going to send you this prayer cloth, and it'll take care of you, and oh, you'll be better off, and it'll be so much nicer for you if you send us money. And well, they get into that thing, and they're extortion. Well, he says, none of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. So, that's quite a list of sins, isn't it? Then he adds, and such were some of you. So whereas we see that list, he says, such were to these believers, to these Christians. Such were. They used to be, but they're not anymore. Why aren't they? Because, he goes on to say, but you're washed. How are you washed? Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're washed, that is, you're spiritually washed of your sin. But you're sanctified, that is, you're set apart by God. And ye are justified, that is, in Christ, you are now justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, because now it's His righteousness standing in your place at the judgment bar of God. and by the Spirit of our God, for the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So, when you look at verses like that, people can be saved from that sin's penalty, but also that sin's power over them in this life. You have an example right here in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. There were people that were in those lives, and they were saved from it. And they lived in an era that's much like what America's going today, trying to make it sound like it's a normal thing for many people, when it is not ever normal as far as this preacher is concerned in his opinion, because it goes against the way God created man. He created them male and female. And that's the way God created them, and he did. Then that's the way they are to be. Now, a lot of people can work on others' minds and make them try to think, well, you're a girl. Make a girl think that she's a boy and make a boy think that he's a girl. And they can do things and set things up to try to guide them that way. And, you know, when they do that with children, just think of what Jesus said in Matthew 18. That those that offend one of these little ones, and that's what the word offend, they're misleading these people, these young people. It's better for that person that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Why? Because the judgment of hell is going to be so, so great upon that person. And yet God can save that person. Now, we've mentioned some very terrible sins, but understand as well, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the idea of come short has the idea that we continually come short. We all miss the mark on a continuing basis, even after our salvation. And so that's very important that we get that down, that we understand that, that even after our salvation, we can continually miss the mark. So again, I say all of that just to say that when we talk of sin, the world hates it. But judgment comes as a result of sin. And God can take, though, the worst of sinners. He can take the guttermost and save them to the uttermost, as someone has said. Yes, he can cleanse and forgive those people of those terrible sinful things and their sinful life. For Christ died for all sin for all time, as he says in 1 John 2:2. Not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Everyone has to admit that they're a sinner, that they don't deserve to go to heaven, they deserve to go to hell, and they need a Savior. Till you get to that point, you're going to go to hell with the Hitlers and the drug addicts and the sex fiends and on down the line. So again, all of that to tell us that the Lord Jesus can save you from it and make you even vessels unto his glory. Now, you may not be able to do some things in Christian ministry because of the past, but you can serve the Lord, and you can be his witness, and you can bring others to Jesus Christ. So again, maybe all this stuff with abortion and homosexuality and on down the line, maybe us taking a stand against it, maybe that's not what they think is news today on the world's level. They just think we're a bunch of crazies. But understand, sin brings judgment. And many times, God uses the things of this world to defeat the things of this world. And many times, as we look in the Old Testament, we see God used armies, bad armies, to destroy other people that were bad, especially the people of God. He brought Babylon against the people of God in Jerusalem because of the people of God's sin in Jerusalem, even though those people of Babylon were even worse, however. Those people of Babylon, their nation was destroyed. Israel went back to their land. So again, we see that there is a war going on today against Christians. But the things that are going on in the world today, and look, America has more and more things going on with the various movements, the things that are going on. You've got Black Lives Matter, Antifa, then you've got some people on the other side, and you know, guns are starting to build up, and I believe in defending your home. I believe that our country should defend us. I believe that the very first thing for government is to defend us. But I also say this, that even though that's the case, as America grows worse and they allow all the things they allow on their media, they expose their children to, they've kicked God out of the school, don't be surprised that there is turmoil and war in America again, and maybe sooner than we think. But all the bad things that can happen, it could be a depression that was worse than the 1930s. But no matter what could happen, it may prove that those who are truly the children of God, because in those kind of times, rock and roll churches are going to be the craze. Okay. And seeing how cool you can be in church and how undressed you can be in church and to see how much you can sound like a nightclub in the world in church is not going to be that which people turn to. Now, this text that we have before us in 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, speak of two fathers. My friend, you are a child of one or the other. Now, as DNA today tests that let you know if there's ever a question, who is the father, then you can find it out through DNA testing, we're told. But in the spiritual life, you've got one of two fathers. You can parade as being the child of one and yet be the child of the other. Just like in a gay parade, men will dress up like women and women will dress up like men as they rebel against the will of God. Yet, God can save them from that abomination and those very, very, very terrible sins. And by the way, in my opinion, because of the Word of God teaches it, I believe that's exactly what they are. But the Lord can deliver. And that is the great, there's deliverance in Christ Jesus. So there's a war going on between these two fathers. They battle for you. The difference between human fathers and these is that in human fathers, you don't choose who's going to be your human father. That's just through the natural thing of a man and woman come together. But in spiritual things, you do choose your father. So let's look first in verse 9 here, 1 John 3, at God the Father. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, it says here, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, you've probably heard me say, let alone your own pastor say, we sin daily. Even as Christians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my